I'm here as president of the World Water Council. World Water Council is an institution that tries to bring together the professionals, the scientists, and the decision makers, the policy makers, those that make the decisions, the politicians. So we are a platform that brings all these people together. And I'm very happy to be here. I spoke this morning about the importance of agricultural use of water. Is the largest user of water. 70% of the world in the of the water in the world is used by agriculture. So efficient use of water in agriculture is key. And this was the message that we passed on. Besides, given the title, a very good title of the conference this year, too hot, too dry, too warm, too, because, yeah, the world is very complicated. And so in this very complex situation, it's very important that we increase our resilience. And increasing resilience in water means storing more water. So we have to start a very important debate on storage, on dams, on reservoirs. In the developing world, they have impacts in the environment, they have social impacts, but we have to face this challenge. So this was the message, is that we have to be more resilient. And in order to do so, we will have to make choices, trade-offs. You touched a critical point, which is finance. You know, the World Bank, during, let's say, 10, 15 years in the 90s, completely stopped the financing of infrastructure because of the impacts that these infrastructures had in the social and environmental in the social and environmental aspects. Recently, the World Bank reviewed their policy, and they are starting to finance again these kind of infrastructures for hydropower development, for large irrigation projects, canals, and the like. There are, you know, the so-called BRICS countries that they are getting together, and they are about to establish a BRICS bank of financing the less developed. So there are some opportunities in the horizon with this emerging economies that are ready to finance this infrastructure. So I have hopes, but still there is a lacking of finance in the process. And it's all about finance, because the technology for building is there. The awareness of the governments on the impacts of the infrastructures is there. So it's just finding the dollars to do it. Water shortages in the urban environment, mainly in the mega cities of the developing world, water shortages will be extremely common. You will probably have some public health implications because of the lack of safe drinking water. I think this is one of the major situations in the agricultural area. If you're not able to cope with the low flows in the rivers, you will, or the lack of rain, you know, you maybe we'll be seeing again in Africa similar situations as Ethiopia went through some years ago. So, if we don't take the necessary measures, if we don't invest, we may face urban and rural problems as well.